聚会前的啊领诗的青年。
The youth who was leading the hymnal session earlier.
我坐在前面，很认真地看他。
I was sitting up in front. I was looking at him attentively.
原来他叫啊郭胜奇弟兄。
His name is Tony.
他有一个妹妹叫做郭佩如。
And he has a sister, Amy.
这两个孩子还没有出现之前呢。
Before these two kids were born,
他们的父母啊，在订婚的时候是我去参加主持的。
I was the one who was conducting the parents' engagement ceremony.
就是我们郭青松弟兄跟蔡翠华姐妹。
It's Brother Jerry and Sister Grace.
他们在永和教会啊，后来到了温哥华我们的教会。
They were at Yonghe Church in Taiwan, and they moved to Vancouver.
时间过得相当的快。
Time passed quickly.
他们现在已经当父母了。
They are now parents.
那看到孩子在前面做圣工。
When I see that their children were doing holy work.
我们与长辈呢，看起来也蛮高兴的。
As the elders of the church, I'm happy.
那么在聚会前呢，我们有看到从台湾啊到旧金山，又在那里结婚啊，今天晚上也到我们这里。
And I've also seen members who came from Taiwan, moved to San Francisco, got married and moved to Vancouver.
他是嘉义教会江执事的儿子。
He is from the 嘉义 Church, son of Deacon Jiang.
那阿嬷呢是叫慈爱执事。
And his grandmother is also as a deaconess.
今天晚上来的时候跟我见面了，他马上说：“长老，我已经结婚了。”
When he saw me this evening, he said, "Elder, I'm married."
我们先介绍一下。
Let's introduce them.
江义珍啊，江义珍弟兄，他们夫妻。
Brother Jiang and his wife.
我还告诉他太太说，你先生小时候我还抱过他的。
I said to his wife, when your husband was a baby, I held him in my arms.
我还告诉他小孩娶小孩，小孩子娶小孩子。
I said, children should marry children.
希望将来有一天呢，你们的孩子也在这里可以领事。
And I hope that one day, your child can also be conducting hymnal sessions here.
是在神很奇妙的安排。
It is the miraculous arrangement of God.
人生何处不相逢。
We meet anywhere and everywhere.
没有想到我们在这里能够见面。
Unexpectedly, we meet here in Vancouver.
那么今天晚上呢，我们以圣灵与情欲来彼此查考。
This evening, our topic is Holy Spirit and fleshly desires.
我们身为神的儿子。
As the children of God.
神对我们的要求。是要圣洁。
God's only requirement is that we are holy.
要让人家看出来啊，我们是真的耶稣的门徒。
To let other people see that we are the genuine Christians.
所以圣灵与情欲啊两方面呢是相对敌的。
Therefore, Holy Spirit and fleshly desires contrast sharply with each other.
圣灵是从神那里来的。
The Holy Spirit comes from God.
那么情欲呢，就从魔鬼来的。
And fleshly desires comes from the devil.
那我们到底是要听圣灵的这个吩咐，还是要依从情欲的这个工作呢？
Do we obey the instructions of the Holy Spirit, or do we go with our fleshly desires?
那么圣经里面写这个顺从圣灵讲得到永生。
The Bible tells us that if yousubmit to the Holy Spirit, you shall receive eternal life.
如果你顺从情欲呢，那就死亡。
If you submit to your fleshly desires, then your end result will be death.
那么这两点呢，就可以谈到得救跟灭亡。
So these two points raise are eternal life and destruction.
我们上一次已经谈过摩西领导这个600,000的以色列民。
Last week we mentioned that Moses led 600,000 Israelites.
那么摩西年老的时候呢，他就选了一位这个约书亚来做他的接棒人。
And when Moses was old, he chose one man, Joshua, to be his successor.
在我们上一次在见证当中，我们已经看到圣经里面写神跟约书亚同在。
And on last Wednesday during the testimonial session, we mentioned that God was with Joshua.
只要约书亚顺从神的吩咐，他所到之处都能够很顺利相通。
As long as Joshua obeys the commandments of God, then everywhere he goes, he will be prosperous.
那么约书亚也带领以色列民啊过了这个约旦河。
And Joshua led the Israelites across the River Jordan.
啊，那个约旦河呢，那个台又跪的啊，他们的脚一踏到水里面去，那个河啊，从东边就停下来，下面的水就流干了。
The priests who were carrying the Ark of the Covenant, when they stepped into the River Jordan, the water stopped flowing from the east, and the remaining water just flowed downwards.
所有的以色列人都能够跟着这个约柜啊，那经过了这个干地啊，到了约旦河那边。
So the rest of the Israelites followed the Ark and crossed the River Jordan.
这个消息已经轰动了当时。
This particular incident, shocked the world.
甚至于这个约旦河的对岸那边呢、啊，靠近耶利哥城的时候，耶利哥的人都把门的关得很紧。
Even when the Israelites were approaching the city of Jericho, the inhabitants of that city closed or shut the doors.
因为他们已经知道神如何呢来带领以色列人。
Because they have heard of how God has guided His people.
他们的心呢、啊、就害怕，就消化了。
And they were in fear.
我们来看这个约书亚记的第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Joshua, chapter 6.
旧约268面。约书亚记第六章第一节。
Joshua chapter 6, verse 1.
六章一节，耶利哥的城门，因为以色列人就关得严谨，无人出入。第二节。
2.
耶和华吩咐约书亚说：“看哪、啊，我已经把耶利哥和这个耶利哥的王并大能的勇士都交在你的手中。”
Verse 1. Now Jericho was shut up from within and from without because of the people of Israel. None went out and none came in. 2. And the Lord God said to Joshua, See, I have given into your hands Jericho with its king and mighty men of valor.
那么从第三节啊，一直到这个二十一节。
From verse 3 all the way to verse 21.
是神交代约书亚要来交代这个祭司，还有抬约柜的，还有兵丁，还有后面的这个跟从的以色列人。
And these particular verses are the instructions of God to Joshua.
那么一天呢，就是这些人呢、啊，要把这个耶利哥城呢要绕了一次。
Once a day, the people of Israel must circle around the city once.
谁都不准讲话。
And no one's allowed to speak.
就默默的这个把那个城啊围绕一次，就回到家。
And everyone must march around the city once a day in silence and then go home.
那么一天一次，就经过了六天。
And for 6 days, they will march around the city once.
那么神交代他们在第七天那一天呢、啊？
And God told them that on the seventh day,
要把城呢绕了七次。
They must march around the city 7 times.
并且呢，这个祭司啊，要把那个羊角啦嘛吹得相当的这个声音高又长。
And the priests must make a long blast with the ram's horn.
那么在绕第六次的时候，还是百姓不能讲话。
For 6 times, when they circle the city, they're not to say a word.
那么到第七次在绕这个城后，就大家喊叫了。
So and then on the seventh time that they march around the city, they should shout out.
那么祭司呢，他的羊角啊，也吹得相当的长又响。
And the priests must blow their horns loud.
这个耶利哥城又不攻打又不损一兵一卒，这个城啊就已经塌陷了。
Without waging a warfare and without losing any casualties, the city of Jericho lay siege.
因为耶利哥城的这个能够塌陷呢，是因为以色列人跟着耶稣亚这个的领导来遵守来这样做。
The wall of the city fell down because Joshua and the people of Israel have followed the commandments of God.
但是神有特别的交代。
Yet God has given them special instructions.
但是这个城的个塌陷之后，
God says that after the wall of the city fell,
你们到城里面去，
go into the city,
把所有的通通要毁灭掉。
You must destroy everything.
好，我们来看第六章第十八节。
Let's read chapter 6, verse 18.
这个地方记载说，妓女你们不要谨慎，不可取那当灭之物，恐怕你们吃了那当灭之物，就连累以色列人的全营。啊，如全营啊受咒诅。啊，第四九节，唯有金子、银子或铜啊、铁的这个器皿，都要归耶和华为圣，必入耶和华的库中。神特别交代。
So here's a special instruction from God.
你们到进到城里面去，就不能拿当面之物。
Once you enter the city, you must not keep anything devoted.
如果有人吃。这个拿了这个当面之物啊，会连累到整个以色列人的这个全营。
If any of them were to take any devoted things, then the whole camp of Israel shall be destroyed.
好，那么这个耶利哥城啊，已经攻城了之后呢
？When the wall of the city fell.
那么面临到的就是爱城。
The next city that they should conquer will be the city of Ai.
这个是记在第七章。
This is recorded in chapter 7.
啊，第七章呢？啊，这个第七章里面所写的就是以色列人啊，他们战败这个爱城。
Chapter 7 describes how the people of Israel were defeated at the city of Ai.
虽然耶利哥城不动一兵一卒的攻打，那么城就已经塌陷了。
Although they didn't wage a warfare to conquer the city of Jericho, the city fell to their feet.
那么要攻打这个爱城的时候。
When they were conquering the city of Ai,
就派了这个侦探现在去探地。
They first sent out some spies to take a look at the land.
啊，那么他们回来的时候报告说，这个啊，这个地方的人没有那么强，又没有那么多，我们只有3000人呐、啊，去就可以攻城了。
And the reports from the spies indicated that the people of Ai.Were not very strong and not very tall, so the Israelites only need to send 3,000 men to conquer the city.
那么后来约书亚就点兵点将，就派了3000人去攻打这个爱城。
Joshua selected 3,000 men to attack Ai.
啊，这个3000人呢，一到了爱城的时候啊
，Now when these men arrived at the city of Ai,
就被这个爱城的人呢来击杀了他们。
They were being pursued.
这个三千人就逃跑了。
By the inhabitants of Ai, and these 3,000 men fled.
啊，那么他们呢，就有36个人。
There were only 36 of them.
啊，下面记载，连这个36人呢、啊，这个还是这个行踪不明呢。
And these 36 men were lost.
啊，为什么会这样子
？How did this happen?
啊，那么我们看这个第七章的第六节。
Let's read chapter 6 of verse 7.
第六节说，约书亚便撕裂衣服啊，他和以色列的长老把灰撒在头上，在耶和华的约柜前就伏伏在地。甚至约书亚说：“哀哉，主耶和华，你为什么今年啊领这个百姓过约旦河，将我们交在阿摩利人的手中啊，使我们灭亡呢？”啊，这个约书亚。啊，跟长老他们就在住在地上来求问神呐、
啊。Joshua and the elders of Israel fell to the earth, and before the ark of God, and asked God why such a thing would happen.
啊，为什么这个爱城这么小啊？怎么会这个攻输了呢
？The city of Ai was so small. How is it that they were defeated?
啊，我们看第十节。
Let's read verse 10.
耶和华吩咐约书亚说：“你起来。”你为何这样伏伏在地呢？十一节。
11.
以色列人犯了罪，违背了我所吩咐他们的：一，吃了当面之物，又偷窃，又行诡诈，又把这个当面的放在他们的家具里。神就告诉约书亚。
So the Lord answered Joshua.
啊，为什么会战败
？Why you were defeated？
是因为你们。以色列营当中啊，有人偷了、拿了那个当面之物。
That is because among you, some have taken devoted things.
以色列人犯了罪了。
The people of Israel have sinned.
违背了。
They have transgressed God's
commandment. 又贪心了。
They were greedy.
啊，又偷窃。
They have stolen.
又行了诡诈。
They have lied.
好， 因为有人偷了东西，没有人知道。
Because someone has stolen things unknown to others.
但却是违背了神的吩咐。
They have gone against the instructions of God.
后来，这个神就吩咐约书亚。
So God instructed Joshua.
你要从这个各族各派当中啊，来把它抽出来。
You must seek these men out from among the tribes.
我们从这个第十六节来看。
Let's start reading from verse 16.
于是约书亚清早起来，使以色列人按着支派进前来，取出来的是犹太支派。17节。
17.
是犹太支派，进前来，就取了，谢纳的这个种族。是希腊的这个种族按着加十连丁一个一个的进前来，又取出来的是沙地是沙地的加十又按着连丁一个一个的进前来，就取出犹大支派的人希腊的曾孙沙地的孙子加弥的儿子叫做亚干。
So, verse 16, so Joshua rose early in the morning and brought Israel near the tribe by tribe. And the tribe of Judah was taken, 17. And he brought near the families of Judah and the family of Zaharites, which was taken. And he brought near the family of the Zaharites, men by men, and Zabdi was taken, 18. And he brought near his household, men by men, and Achan, the son of Carmi, son of Zabdi, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken.
Sing.约书亚从十二支派当中来抽出，然后呢抽到了这个犹太支派。
So God instructed Joshua to choose.
又从那个希腊的宗族。
To choose one tribe out of the twelve, and then he chose.
又从他的儿子，从他的孙子来抽出这个亚干出来。
And he brought out the family of Zaharites and brought out Achan.
好，我们看第十九节。
Let's read 19.
约书亚对亚干说。我儿，你我劝你将荣耀归给耶和华神以色列的神在他的面前你要认罪将你所做的事情告诉我，不要向我隐瞒。亚干回答约书亚说，我是在得罪了耶和华以色列的神，我所做的事情就是如此如此。他就偷了不应该拿的东西。
So Achan has stolen something that he shouldn't have taken.
所以人所做的事情
So the things that a person does
都是从情欲来的。
It comes from his desires.
这个亚干为什么知道这个不可以拿，他偏偏去拿它？
Why is it that Achan knows that he should have taken such thing, but yet he took it anyways?
这是从人的情欲那发出贪心。
It is from his fleshly desires that greed comes forth.
他觉得这个东西很宝贵又很好。
He saw that this thing was beautiful and quite costly.
他就偷偷地拿了。
So he took it.
他以为没有人知道。
He thought nobody knew.
可是呢，神就不带领他们来战胜爱城。
However, God has caused them to be defeated at the city of Ai.
等到这个领导的约书亚一派一派当中抽出一家一家抽出，那抽出亚干。
So when Joshua began to bring forth each of the tribes and each of the family in the tribes. His family was taken.
为什么不会去抽到别的呢？
Why is it that other families weren't picked?
因为一个人所做的事情在神的眼目当中都看得很清楚。
This is because God can see very clearly what each and every person does.
后来亚干他的结果呢，就把这个偷来的东西统统被人家找出来，而且呢堆在一起把人他们家族通通用石头把他打死。
So what is the ending of Achan? The stolen goods that he had taken were all gathered and put together, and he and his family were taken to the stolen goods and they were stoned to death.
那我们从第八章可以看出来，他们就再攻爱城。
In chapter 8, we see that the Israelites once again attack Ai.
因为把这一个贪心犯罪的亚干已经除灭掉了。
They have already got rid of this greedy person, Achan.
把这个重义情义的人把他除掉了。
They have already gotten rid of this person who submits to fleshly desires.
那么在以色列营当中就变成圣洁了。
Now the whole the whole nation of Israel is now unholy once again.
一个人有圣洁神同在，一个营圣洁， 那么神一定带领。
So when a person is holy, God will guide him, and when the whole camp is holy, God will lead them.
那么第八章开始啊， 就已经记载神怎么样来计划，神怎么样来吩咐他们埋伏这个兵马，就在那里来顿伏这一个对敌来。
So in chapter 8, it describes how God has instructed Israelites what are some of the strategies they should use when they attack the city of Ai.
所以后来就把这个爱城啊，就攻打下来了。
And finally, they defeated Ai.
这个对我们有什么教训呢？
What are some of the teachings here?
因为一个人如果是有这个情欲发作，有贪心啊，那么神是不会喜悦的。
When a person submits to fleshly desires, when a person has greed, God is not pleased with them.
有时候我们在生活当中，
In our daily life,
有时候会遇到啊不如意的事情。
There are times that we will face problems.
人家说十不离九，有不如意啊，得遇到患难。
Some people say that nine times out of ten, you will always be facing a problem.
为什么今天会遇到这个事情？
So on that day, why would such a thing happen?
第一个要做的事情就是要静下来。
The first thing when a situation arises is that you should calm down.
遇到困难,
when you're facing a problem,
不是吵闹,
you shouldn't be rowdy.
是要静下来,
you should calm down.
一个人能静下来才能够思考,
when you calm yourself down, you can think.
思考之后才能够决定要怎么做,
and after some thoughts, then you could decide what to do.
一个人在很闹, 心里面在慌的时候, 没有方向。
When a person is panicking, he will have lost all directions.
我们来看三个地方。
Let's look into three parts of the Bible.
看诗篇21篇。
Psalms 21.
诗篇的21篇第8节。
Psalms 21 verse
8. 21篇第8节。
21 verse
8. 你的手要烧吃 你一切的仇敌，你的右手要说出那些啊，这个恨你的人。这个地方说，你要说出来。
Here says that you must find out.
你的身体里面有什么毛病？
Whatever problem that you have physically.
第一个要冷静下来。
The first thing to do is calm down.
你要把它找出来，毛病出在哪？
You must pinpoint the source of your problem.
好，我们再看前面的第十八篇。Let's
turn to Psalms 18.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
十四节，他射出了箭来，收仇敌四散，多多发出闪电，使他们来扰乱。他说这个地方呢，你已经找到了，问题就在这里。 就我们用那个弓箭呢，就把它射出去。So
here says that you have pinpoint the problem. The next thing you should do is take an arrow and shoot at it.
好，我们看第三个地方就是西番雅斯。Let's
turn to the third verse, Zephaniah.
在旧约一千一百零五面，西番雅斯。Zephaniah.
In the Old Testament.
好，西番雅书第三章的第十五节。
Chapter 3, verse 15.
第十五节，耶和华已经除去你的刑罚，赶吃你的仇敌。以色列的王耶和华在你中间，你必不再惧怕这个灾祸。 这个地方就是要我们呢，就把它翻出来，你要把它找出来。Here
again tells us that we should find out our problem.
所以神借着约书亚一派一派啊，一个支派一个支派，一个宗族一个家庭啊，这样子把它找出来。So
God told Joshua to pinpoint the source of a problem, tribe by tribe, family by family.
所以疏易如果太重的话，就会生出罪来。
So when your fleshly desires is too overwhelming, then sin will be produced.
我所知道的。
From what I know.
在啊、台湾的中部啊，靠山地的地方。
In the central part of Taiwan, in the mountainous region.
有一个教会。
There's a church.
准备要来盖这个会堂。
It was going to build a chapel.
啊，盖会堂呢已经募捐了。
And they have raised some funds.
也有相当的这个金额。
And this is quite a sizable fund, sizable amount of money.
那么忽然呢，这个钱呢、啊，丢了。
And all of a sudden, this amount of money was lost.
啊，就是钱呢、啊、被偷了。
The money was stolen.
啊，大家问起来，大家都说不知道。
When they ask about it, everybody says they don't know anything.
那问这个财务呢？
When they ask the treasurer.
财务负责人说，我也不知道。
Treasurer says, I don't know.
昨天还有啊，怎么今天起来就没有了？
It was there yesterday and today it's gone.
后来他们呢说这个可能里面呢有人偷了。
Somebody says, perhaps there's a thief among us.
他还说，你看到我祷告那么的充满，怎么我人家里面有小偷呢？
And then the person says that, look at me, the way I pray, I'm filled with the Holy Spirit, how can I be a thief?
那么这个财务啊也有良心的自责啊，把家里面通通叫出来。
And the treasurer, the Holy Spirit was rebuking him, and so he gathered all his family members.
这个是信徒奉献出来是神的钱。
He said, this amount of money is the money of the church, or the money of the brothers and sisters.
是谁偷了？
Who stole it?
妻子儿子都是说否认没有。
The wife and the kids all denied they have taken the money.
我们大家来祷告。
And he said, let's all pray.
爸爸也哭，妈妈也哭，孩子也哭。
And the father was weeping, the mother was weeping, the children were weeping.
来帮助祷告的人也是说这个可能不是他们的。
And those who helped to pray for them said that perhaps it's not them.
那找不出那个小偷出来。
They couldn't find the thief.
可是很奇怪。
But strangely enough.
有三十几万的钱怎么会这个一夜当中呢就丢了呢？
Over $300,000, how is it that it's gone overnight?
问教务也不知道，总务也不知道。
The brothers in charge of religious affairs and general affairs both denied that they know anything about it.
钱是财务在管理。
This claim that the money was the responsibility of religious affairs. I'm sorry, was the responsible financial affairs and everybody's finger was pointed.
你是交钱的，你一定要负责。
That you are in charge of the money, you should take this responsibility.
这个是要盖会堂的钱。
This is money that's going to be spent on building the temple.
可是财务也是很难过。
However, the financial affair himself was upset.
他就想不通。
He couldn't understand.
我的孩子都每一个都是很乖啊。
My children, they're all good children.
平常的表现也是很热心啊。
They have very good conducts.
怎么钱会丢呢？
How is it that this money was stolen?
所以做爸爸的人啊，妈妈的人也很伤心啊。
And being a parent, he was very upset. So was his wife.
叫他的孩子来，又劝勉他，又是鼓励他啊，又责备他，都是没有功效。
And so they brought the kids forward and they encouraged the children, rebuked the children, but no results.
后来一位传道啊，到那个地方。
Then a preacher arrived.
听了这个事情。
When he heard about this incident.
他说，我们还是要请主耶稣了。
The preacher says we have to ask the Lord Jesus.
因为主耶稣是无所不知的。
Lord Jesus knows everything.
没有地方看不到的。
There isn't a place where he can see.
谁是小偷？
Who is the thief?
我们求主耶稣来指示。
We ask God to reveal him to us.
大家跪着祷告。
So everyone knelt down to pray.
全教会通通跪着祷告。
The whole church knelt down to pray.
就在祷告当中啊。
During the prayer.
那一位传道呢，就看到有一个小猪头啊出来了。
The preacher saw a finger.
那小猪头呢？一直啊，一直直指到外面去了。
And the finger was pointing outside of the church.
好，大家跟着出去。
And everybody followed.
那个小猪头在空中啊，会走啊。
And that little finger was moving in midair.
后来那个小猪头呢，就指到哪里？指到那个财务的家。
So that finger pointed to the family of the financial affair.
哇。众信徒啊，一个人两个眼睛啊，好几百个的眼睛都是注目到他们的家。
So all the eyes of the congregation were all looking or staring at that particular house.
今天我们敬拜的耶稣已经走出来了。
That they all claimed that The Lord Jesus we worship has indicated to us who is He.
那个财务负责人他说，主耶稣知道了，钱是放在我家里没有错了。
And the financial affair said, yes, Jesus knows that the money is in my house.
可是耶稣也没有说是我们偷的呀。
But Jesus did say that we stole it.
哦，大家再祷告。
So everybody prayed again.
哦，那么在祷告之后啊。
And after prayer.
那么又再有一天呢。
Another day passed.
脚趾头一出来了。
The finger appeared.
就指到那个财务的孩子的这个头上。
And pointed on the child of the financial affair.
哇，那个时候传道就不客气了。
At that time, the preacher was not very polite anymore.
第一句话就说你承认不承认？
The first thing he said was, "Do you admit it?"
他说我没有拿。
He said, "I didn't take it."
我怎么样怎么样？
I did this and that.
脸色呀，一下子翻白，一下翻青啊。
And the face of the child turned pale and then turned green.
那传道啊，把手高高的举起来，奉耶稣的圣名里。认出来。
And the preacher raised his hand and said, "In the name of Lord Jesus, I want you to admit it."
他头低下来，是了，我偷了。
And the child bowed his head and said, "Yes." The child says, "I don't remember where I put the money."
你说谎。
And everybody claimed that he's lying.
你偷的钱放在哪里？你怎么会不知道？
Everybody says that you are the one who took the money. You should know where you put it.
还说你忘了。
How dare you claim that you forgot it?
他真的忘了。
And indeed, it was true.
他只有知道啊，记得啊。那个钱呢，用那个塑胶袋包起来，放在那个火里面。一个石头拿起来放在下面，石头再盖上去。
He forgot where he put the money. All he remembered was that the money was in a plastic bag. He took the bag to the river and put it in the river with a stone put on top of the money.
可是呢，那个火的地方，火里吧，那上面也没有标志啊，说这个地方有钱呢。
However, he didn't put a mark on the river to say that the money is there.
不知道。
So he doesn't know where he put the money.
问他，他也忘记了。
And he forgot where
he put the money. 他只有知道一个石头盖起来。
All he remembered was that the money is under a rock.
那要怎么办？
So what to do?
再祷告。
He prayed again.
既然主耶稣会指示了。
And the Lord Jesus indicated to them.
我们求主耶稣来带路。
They said, Lord Jesus will indicate to them, and they will ask Jesus to lead them away.
大家在祷告。
And everybody prayed.
到火里的地方去祷告。
They went to the river to pray.
在火里的地方上面呢，一指头又出来了。
So, again the finger appeared.
指头啊会走的。
The finger can move.
走来走去啊，就像那个石头上面这样一指。
And the finger pointed at a particular rock.
人家把那个地方啊，石头翻了翻了，就真的里面呢、有塑胶袋。
And they removed the rock, and indeed there was a plastic bag.
就把那个钱呢、就拿起来。
And they took back the money.
那么很快呢，这个会堂啊就能够盖起来了。
And very soon the chapel was constructed.
那个会堂我也去过。
I have been to that chapel.
但是那个什么教会啊，我不讲。
But I won't tell you which church it is.
后来三个负责人。
So later on, the three church board members.
因为在教会里面，在管理方面呢、疏忽了。
And because. They have overlooked certain parts when taking care of the church.
那教务啊，那个教务的负责人姓林，也是一个执事。
The brother in charge of the religious affair was a deacon.
他在祷告的时候啊，看了一下。
In his prayer, he saw a vision.
看到耶稣啊，拿了一支皮鞭。
He saw Jesus. With a whip in his hand.
他在异象当中呢，看到那个耶稣在叫那个财务负责人。
And in his vision, the deacon saw that Jesus was calling the financial affair in charge.
耶稣还没有问他的话，就先把他鞭了几下。
Before Jesus started questioning him, and Jesus whipped him.
他异象当中看到那个财务啊，就在地上滚了。
And in the vision, the deacon saw that the financial affair in charge was rolling on the floor.
他讲什么话？他没有听清楚。
And the deacon claimed that he couldn't understand what.
财务负责人站在旁边呢、在那里哭了。
And the financial affairs standing beside him was crying.
再叫那个总务负责人来了。
And then the next was the general affairs.
一样的，这个鞭打底下。
The Lord Jesus whipped him.
那教务负责人呢？他在祷告的时候就一直发抖了。
And so the religious affairs himself was trembling in fear when he prayed.
财务被打，中务被打，可能现在是换我了。
Financial affairs and general affairs will both be whipped. The next one will be me.
那么总务被打之后呢，这个教务啊，他看意象当中呢，一直在已经发抖了，看到耶稣的脸了，转过来，指头又指他，又是鞭打几下。
This financial a religious affair. He was praying, but in the vision, he saw that after Jesus had whipped the general affairs, the Lord Jesus turned to him, and his face, the color of his face changed.
耶稣对他们，耶稣对他们所说的重点就是说，你们是怎么当得负责的。
What Lord Jesus wanted to say to them was that, what kind of church board members are you?
后来我听到这个消息。
When I heard about this,
我还特地的到那个教会。
I especially went to that church.
我要去问那个教务、总务、财务负责人。
I went and questioned the board members.
他们都看到，天空中有手指头出来。
They've all seen a finger appeared in midair.
那么这个事情有发生，那么圣经里面也有发生。
And this incident happened in real life, and this also happened.
我们来看但以理书第五章。
Let's turn to the book of Daniel, chapter 5.
好，但以理书第五章有记载一个伯沙撒王。
Daniel chapter 5 tells us of the king Belshazzar.
那么有一次呢，他从这个他们的仓库里面拿出尼布甲尼撒王当时在从放在耶路撒冷的殿中的这个金银的器皿拿出来饮酒。
This Belshazzar, he took out from his warehouse some of the silver goblets, or gold or silver goblets that King Nebuchadnezzar had kept, and he took it out and used it.
这个事情记载《但以理书》第五章第一节到第四节。
This incident was recorded in Daniel chapter 5, verse 1 to verse 3.
他们招待了所有的这个文武大臣。
He had a feast for thousands of his lords.
还有宫里面的这个王后，还有妃嫔。
And he also invited his wives and concubines to the feast.
就是用那个金银的这个器皿在喝酒，在快乐，而且在那里来敬拜他们木头、石头所做的神。
And they took out these gold and silver vessels from the temple, and they used them and were drinking and praising their gods of bronze, iron, wood, and stone.
就在那个时候呢，就发生了。
And at that time, this incident happened.
我们看第五节。
Let's read verse 5.
当时忽然有人的指头显出，在王宫与这个钉台相对的这个粉漆上。坟墙上写字王看见写字的这个指头就变了脸色心意惊慌，腰骨好像脱了节他的香旗就彼此相碰大声吩咐将用法师的加利利莲并关掉了通告招来。
Verse 5, immediately the fingers of a man's hand appeared and wrote on the plaster of the wall of the king's palace opposite the lampstand. And the king saw the hand as it wrote. Then the king's color changed and his thoughts alarmed him. His limbs gave when his knees knocked together. The king cried aloud to bring in the enchanters, the Chaldeans, and the astrologers. The king said to the wise men of Babylon,
比沙沙王他的书意已经充满了在那里喝酒痛饮又是在那里来快乐。
King Belshazzar's fleshly desires have manifested himself so much that he was drinking wine and enjoying his life.
又敬拜这个石头木头的神。
And he worshipped gods of bronze, iron, wood, and stone.
就在王宫里面的这个坟墙上就出了一个指头在那个墙上来写字。
And he saw the fingers of a man that appeared and wrote on the wall.
那么今天呢，这个手指头也显在我们的真耶稣教会。
And in our church, this finger has also appeared.
就把那个做坏的事情数一充满的把它指出来。
And his hand has pointed out, or the finger rather has pointed out, the one who is filled with fleshly desires, the one who has sinned.
这个是当时啊要禁戒这一个巴塞塞王。今天呢，就是要来禁戒我们教会的领导的，或者是教会的弟兄姐妹。
The appearance of this finger acted as a warning to King Belshazzar back then and today. The finger also acts as a warning to the church members.
虽然你眼睛没有看到有指头出来，
Even though with your naked eye you can't see this finger appearing in midair.
可是你要相信，
But you must believe.
已经有指头在指着你了，
That a finger is pointing at you.
我们平常书意啊太充满，常常会批评人家。
Sometimes our fleshly desires to control us, and we start criticizing people.
他的行为不好。
That person has very bad conduct.
他的做人没有道德。
That person is as immoral.
他没有热心。
That person is not fervent.
他没有爱心。
That person has no love.
你的指头会指到人家。
Your fingers start pointing at others.
但是不要忘记。
But do not forget.
有三个指头是指着你自己。
Three of your fingers are pointing back at you.
你的指头也会指到别人的这个坏处。
Your finger may point at some other people's weakness.
他有怎么坏？
Regardless how evil that person is.
我比他更坏。
I am worse than him.
这个就是疏意。
This is what is meant by fleshly desire.
如果有圣灵的带领。
With the help of the Holy Spirit,
他要赶快把这个指头要收回来。
The person must quickly withdraw his hand.
以赛亚先知说。
Prophet,
以赛亚先知说。
Prophet Isaiah said.
你要把主人的侧处的指头收回来，
you,
我就要跟你同在。
I will be with you when you withdraw the finger that you are pointing at others.
这个事情对我来说。
To me personally.
我也很惧怕。
I fear too.
我怕被这个情欲来胜过我。
I'm afraid that my fleshly desires will gain the better.
我也怕这个把这个地步留给魔鬼。
I'm also afraid that I have left some grounds for the devil to hold.
所以我们有时候呢会讲别人。
Sometimes we talk about others.
但是没有嘴巴讲我们自己。
But we never have a mouth to talk about ourselves.
我就是最怕这一点。
This is also one of the
我在年轻的时候
While I was young,
有很多长辈的长老传道都很疼我
There are many elderly members and deacons and ministers
而且 送我很多的经文
And they have given me a lot of advice and a lot of the scriptural verses
叫我在教会领导之下你一定要把这个抄起来
They told me that if you're going to lead the church, you must remember and write these verses down.
这个经文不但写在我的笔记上面，也写在我的心里面。
And these verses are not only written in my notebook, they're also written in my heart.
我也希望我们这一节也能够写在我们每一个人的心中。
And I hope that this particular verse that I'm giving you, you will also write them in your heart.
我们不是常常在教会里面做一个普通的信徒。
We cannot just be an ordinary member in the church.
我们要追求善末献纲献功。
We must be good and we must serve.
每一个人都能够在教会里面做领导的。
We hope that everyone can be a leader in the church.
顺从圣灵来领导。
To submit to the guidance of Holy Spirit.
不被疏意来胜过我们。
We must not let our fleshly desires overcome us.
我们看神借着摩西写出来的。
Let's see what God instructed Moses to write.
第十七章。
The book of Deuteronomy.
新命记第十七章。
Deuteronomy chapter 7.
这个成为勉励我的经文。
This is a verse that I encourage myself.
我们一起看十八节。
Let's read verse 18.
十七章十八节。
Chapter 17, verse 18.
他定了国位，就要将祭司立位人面前的这个律法书为自己抄录一本。十九节。
19.
存在他那里，要平心诵读。好好学习敬畏耶和华他的神，遵守遵行这律法书上的一切言语和这些律例 啊，二十节。
20。
免得他向弟兄心高气傲，偏左偏右，他离了这个诫命，这样他和他的祖孙便可以在这个以色列当中，在国位上年长日久。
18. And when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, he shall write for himself in a book a copy of this law, from that which is in charge of the Levitical priests. 19. And it shall be with him, and he shall read in it all the days of his life, and that he may learn to fear the Lord his God, by keeping all the words of this law and these statutes and doing them. 20. That his heart may not be lifted up above his brethren, and that he may not turn aside from the commandment, either to the right hand or to the left, so that he may continue long his kingdom and his children Israel.
好，这一节经文已经留在我的笔记，留在我的心里面，也有六十几年了。
And these particular verses have been written down in my notebook and in my heart for the past 60 years.
这个是古时候老前辈、老长老他赠送给我的。
And these particular verses are a gift to me from an elderly priest.
今天我也把这个经文来送给我们大家。
And today I shall give these verses as a gift to all of you.
我希望我们温哥华教会将来教会有很多的执事，有很多的长老。
I wish to see many elders and deacons from Vancouver.
但是能够在教会做领导的人必须要这个没有书意。
But to be a leader in a church, first of all, you must not have any fleshly desires.
为了不偏左右。
You must not turn to the right.
心高气傲。
You must not be proud.
要把要紧的道理要把它抄起来。
You must remember the important truth.
有些教会的规章细则都通通要熟悉。
Especially the rules and regulations of the church, you must be familiar with them.
这个是当时我在勉励我自己。
So these are the verses that I use to encourage myself.
我就是怕我来心高气傲。
I fear that I might be proud.
这个事情绝对我们来探讨。
And this is indeed worthy for us to study.
我们再看过以赛亚书。
Let's now skip to Isaiah.
以赛亚书三十三章。
Isaiah chapter 33.
以赛亚书三十三章。
Isaiah chapter 33.
三十三章的第十五节。
Verse 15.
三十三章第十五节。
Chapter 33, verse 15.
这个跟刚才生命记是一对的。
And this.With the verses in Deuteronomy, they go hand in hand.
好，我们看第十五节。
Let's read verse 15.
行事公义，说话正直，憎恶欺压的财力，巴索不受贿赂，塞儿不听流血的话，闭眼不看瞎恶的事情，他必居为高处，他的宝藏是磐石的坚垒，他的粮必不缺乏。他的水必不断绝。这个是以赛亚先知所说的。
These are the words of Prophet Isaiah.
一个圣职人员。
An ordained minister.
要领导传教会。
He has to lead the whole church.
必须要先领导他自己的生活。
And the first thing he must lead is his own life.
一个人不能好好管理自己的家，怎么能够来管理教会呢？
If a person can't manage his own household, how can he manage a church?
尤其是要在教会里面当圣职的人。
Especially being an ordained minister in the church.
是大家要去追求的。
It is something that everyone should pursue.
过去，台湾的总会要按理我执事。
In the past, when the Taiwan GA wants to ordain me as a minister, as a deacon,
我当时都很激烈的反对。
I opposed to it rather forcefully.
那后来很多传道一直在勉励，信基以来责备我。后来在总会被按理指示。
And many preachers rebuked me and encouraged me.
在总会按理指示，没有一个人受恭喜。
When I was ordained a deacon in the GA, no one congratulated me.
因为被按立的有十二个。
There are 12 who were ordained.
最高龄的是70岁按立长老。
The oldest was age 70 and he was ordained as an elder.
我们知道谢顺道长老也堂陈真道这里。
We know that Elder 谢顺道 was here.
他是跟我同期被按理之事的。
He was ordained as a minister the same time as I am.
那个时候啊，老传道呢手举起来，奉耶稣的圣名，按理你为长老，按理你为执事，每一个人马上大声呢就哭起来了。
So when the preacher raised his hand and lay on the head and said, "In the name of Lord Jesus, I ordained you as an elder. I ordained you as a deacon."
每一个人，每一个人的都认为这个已经责任重大啊，就现在我们的这个肩膀上。
Everyone felt that the burden has been placed on their shoulders.
所以当执事就是要做工的。
So as a deacon,
做长老也是要做工的。
As a deacon and as an elder, my job is to serve.
不是按理执事来退休，也不是按理长老来退休的。
A deacon and an elder is not ordained to enjoy their retirement.
所以我希望大家都要羡慕这一个工作。
I hope that everyone admire this work.
因为你按理执事，按理长老，你的品德，你的品行要比别人更好。
Because once you're ordained as a minister, your character and personality must be much better than others.
你平常被选上了教会的负责人。
When you've been chosen as a leader in the church.
以前啊，人家看你只有两个眼睛。
In the past, people look at you with their two eyes.
现在你当教会的负责人，你当教会的执事，当长老啊，是几百个的眼睛啊，就看你一个人。
Now that you are a leader of a church, an ordained minister, hundreds of pairs of eyes are staring at you.
你没有，如果有差了一点点啊，你的书意啊，不能马上消灭，人家马上批评你跟我的丈夫来比，你有多好。
And if you have fleshly desires and it starts to manifest itself, then people start criticizing you, saying that you are no better than someone else.
所以我们要努力，要来追求，来做圣工。
So we must work hard to serve God.
所以后来几十年之后，我到今天呢，都勉励人要努力来做各教会的执事。
So several decades have passed, and today I'm still encouraging everyone to look up to the work of serving God to become a minister.
耶稣也借着我的手按立了几位的执事。
And Lord Jesus, through my hands, has also ordained several deacons.
但是按立之前都是有特别严厉的来吩咐和教训。
But before their ordination, there has been strict teachings and encouragements.
一个人的书意是一念之差。
Very often, fleshly desires.
几秒钟当中。
Last a few seconds.
我们祷告是要向神的。
But we pray, we pray to God.
可是你有没有想到，你在祷告当中，你的心里面呢，想的很多的事情。
But have you ever thought that when you're praying, a lot of things goes through your mind?
那个都不是从圣灵来的。
Those things are not from God.
那个都是从书意来的。
Those are from fleshly desires.
有的小孩子祷告的时候，他心里面虽然嘴巴念哈利路亚赞美主，是说心里面都是有那个两个山的那个麦当劳出来。
Little children sometimes when they were praying, they're saying hallelujah, but in their heart, what they're thinking are the golden arches of McDonald's.
有的祷告虽然你看他心里他震动啊，他心里面就想那个排骨啊，排骨汤。啊，这什么汤？我今天回去要来煮什么鸡汤？这个就是书意来的。
And also some people when they were praying, they'll be thinking what they will be having for dinner. They will want to make certain soup or make certain dishes. Those are the fleshly desires.
圣灵的祷告不是这样子的。
The prayer of the Holy Spirit is not like that.
可是，在那么的十几分钟，你的书意充满了你的心。
But in that few minutes, your fleshly desires has filled you up.
你的心里面有很多的虚荣。
In you, there's much vanity.
我要买什么汽车
？I want to buy what kind of car?
我要穿什么衣服
？I want to wear a certain type of clothes.
我要什么名牌的
？I want a certain brand of things.
你祷告的时候都通通浮上来了。
And in your prayer, they all start to surge.
这个就是魔鬼要来扰乱你的心。
This is the way for the devil to arouse you.
日本时代有一个姐妹啊。
During the Japanese occupation, there was
a sister.
She came to the church wearing kimono. With a sash.
这个腰带的结划有右边啊，还有左边的。
The way to tie the sash, you can tie it to the right or to the left.
啊，那左边的呢，就是参加丧礼用的。
If you tie it to your left, then that means you're attending a funeral.
那正常就是要结在那个结啊，蝴蝶结呢是右边。
Generally, the sash should be tied to the right hand.
哎，那么坐在后面的姐妹啊，就在那里啊，她议论她，哎呀，你看她啊，多怂啊，啊。
And the sister sitting behind was criticizing, saying, look how foolish she is.
祷告的时候还在笑呢。
And in the prayer, she's also laughing.
啊，那那个人到教会来。
That woman coming to church.
笑死了。
How funny.
她边得被她笑死了。
And she truly laughed herself to death.
那个姐妹听了这一句话，就从此就不来教会了。
And when the sister heard about it, she never came to church anymore.
我们传福音要请人家来听道理。
When we preach the gospel, we are asking people to come to our church.
要让他能够得救。
We want them to be saved.
为了我们的一句话。
But because of something that we said.
你毁掉他。
You could have ruined a person's life.
你害死了他。
You could have caused her to die.
你还不觉得。
And you probably don't even know.
这个就是人的私欲。
This is what is meant by fleshly desires.
所以人的私欲是相当的可怕。
So the desire, our fleshly desire is rather fearful.
所以古时候有人呢、啊、讲一句话，就是黄连之心不可无了。
People, the ancient people tells us that you must be alert so that you would always look out for danger.
你要黄连。
You must
要防备别人。
Be prepared so that no one takes advantage of you.
这个防备的心你一定啊不能没有。
You must be alert.
就是害人之心呢、啊、不可有。
But on the other hand, you must not always constantly think about hurting others.
一句话可以救人，一句话可以害死人。
One sentence from your mouth can save a person, and the same sentence could cause others to die.
所以圣灵带领我们。
And the Holy Spirit guides us.
我们心里面会喜乐。
Our heart may be joyful.
来，素欲带领我们。
When a fleshly desire is
leads us,
it is leading us towards death.
啊，遇到什么事情？
Whenever things come up,
你只有为自己想，没有为对方想。
You will always be thinking about yourself. You never think about others.
对方受不了。
When the person can't stand it anymore.
换过来，如果是你的话，你受得了吗
？And if the roles were reversed, would you be able to stand it?
所以我们有爱心的人
，For those of us who have love,
就是不让私欲来胜过我们。
They will not let their desires overcome them.
我们看那个。哥罗西斯有一句话。
Let's turn to the book of Colossians.
以弗所书的后面。
The book after Ephesians.
啊，哥罗西斯，哥罗西斯的看啊，哎，找到了第三章。
Colossians chapter three.
第三章第十二节。
Chapter three, verse 12.
十二节，所以你们既是神的选民，圣洁蒙爱的人，就要存怜悯、恩慈、啊谦虚、温柔、忍耐的心。十三节。
13。
通着有啊，通着这个人与那个人有嫌隙，啊，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕，只这样来饶恕了你们，你们也要这样来饶恕了人。我们是被主耶稣来选召的。
We are the chosen ones of Lord Jesus.
不管你是富有或者是贫穷。
Whether you are rich or poor.
他都是蒙爱的人。
You are all beloved.
所以我们彼此当中呢，就要有怜悯。
Therefore, we must treat each other with compassion.
啊，要谦虚。
With kindness.
要温柔。
Lowliness.
啊，要忍耐。
Meekness and patience.
啊，如果这个人跟那个人彼此当中有嫌隙。
If there is a complaint from one person against another,
什么是嫌隙?
What does it mean by having complaints?
就有一个很高很高的石头山。
Just imagine a high rocky mountain.
啊，那么这个旁边也是一个山。
Right beside it, there's another mountain.
那中间呢，这一个缝啊，永远都不能和平。
And between them, there's a rift, causing them never to be put together.
这一条线叫做隙。
This ridge between them is called rift.
台湾话叫做卡，啊，就是细，不能合起来。
this rift that cause that does not cause things to be put together.
一个家庭如果有这个嫌隙，
if in a family there's a rift,
啊，夫妻当中有嫌隙，
if there's a rift between a couple,
弟兄姐妹当中有嫌隙，
if there are rifts among brothers and sisters,
那这一个是不能得到快乐的。
Then you will never find happiness.
只要有彼此包容的心。
But as long as you have forbearance.
尤其是我们更有学问的。
Especially for those who are more knowledgeable.
在教会里面更有位分的。有位分的。
And those in the church who are of some status.
我们要学主耶稣给我们的教训，就是要饶恕人。
We must learn from Lord Jesus. We must forgive.
我们一个人如果能够饶恕人呢，你会得到快乐的。
If we learn to forgive, we will learn to find happiness.
你如果是对一个人的发脾气，你会伤到你自己。
If all you learned is to show your temper to the others, then
我们在心里面绝对不容情欲来做工。
You will never find happiness. So in our lives, we should never let our fleshly desires overcome us.
情欲跟圣洁是对立的。
Because fleshly desires is the direct opposite of holiness.
我们看希伯来书第十二章。
Let's turn to Hebrews chapter 12.
希伯来书第十二章。
Hebrews chapter 12.
十二章我们看第十四节。
Chapter 12, verse 14.
十四节，你们要追求与众人和睦，并要追求圣洁。非圣洁，没有人能够见主。这个地方说，你们要追求。
Here says strive.
那么追求呢，是有在活动的。
Strive means that you are moving forward.
追求不是停顿的。
When you strive, you don't stop in one place.
所以你要主动的跟众人来和睦。
So you must actively try to find peace with all men.
你要去追求和睦。
You must strive for peace.
他对我不好，我要对你好。
But when you treat me bad, but I must treat you good.
你不跟我打招呼，我主动的去跟你打招呼。
If you do not greet me, I will greet you myself.
还要追求圣洁。
And then you must strive for holiness.
所以追求呢，就有在动的。
So striving means that you are moving.
希望我们在道理上面能够来听道理，也更能够来行道理出来。
I hope that when you come to church, you listen to our sermons, and I hope that you put them into practice.
因为人如果不圣洁，就不能见主。
Because without holiness, no one will see the Lord.